Shmuel Aleph Perek Gimel. This parak discusses the first time Shmuel received Nevuah, as it says in Pasuk Aleph, V'anar Shmuel Misharitis Hashem Lifnei Eli, that the lad Shmuel, he served Hashem and apprenticed Eli. V'davar Hashem Haya Yakar V'yamim Ahim, Ein Chazon Nifrat, and the word of God was precious and valuable in those days, as there weren't many Nevi'im. Note, although it seems that Shmuel was a young boy when he received Nevuah for the first time, the Mefarshim point out Shmuel was actually close to 40 years old at the time. The Ralbag adds, there were not many Nevi'im around because the people of the generation were unworthy of so many prophets. Shmuel HaNavi was one of 200 Nevi'im in the generation. Eli's eyes had become dim as Eli was losing his ability to see. The Radak adds, this is in reference to Eli's spiritual eyes, his diminished ability to see Nevuah, because Nevi'im are called seers, chazonim. And Pasuk Dalid, Vayikra Hashem el Shmuel vayomer hineni. Hashem calls out to Shmuel, and Shmuel answers, hineni. This is the first time Shmuel received prophecy. Hashem calls Shmuel's name. Shmuel unknowingly thought Eli was calling for him. Shmuel appears to Eli and inquires as to what Eli wants. Eli relates he did not call Shmuel's name and send Shmuel back. This happens three times. However, on the third time, Eli realizes Shmuel is now receiving Nevuah. Eli coaches Shmuel to lie down and respond to Hashem. As it says in Pasuk Yud, Vayavo Hashem v'yitiyatev v'yikra v'pam Shmuel Shmuel v'yomer dvar ki shomea Abdecha, that Eli lay down, that Shmuel lay down, and Hashem called to him, Shmuel, Shmuel, this double wording of Shmuel. And Shmuel said, speak, I'm listening. The Mefarshim point out, what's this language of Shmuel, Shmuel? Rashi says, the double name is as a term of endearment and love that Hashem was calling Shmuel. The Metsudas indicates, the Shmuel, Shmuel, the double name indicated a sense of urgency. The Tosefta, it was the same humble Shmuel before prophecy and the same humble Shmuel after prophecy. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim point out, every true tzaddik has two ruchos, one above and one below. The ruach above is much more significant in spiritual stature than the ruach below. So here, Hashem is calling Shmuel, Shmuel, calling on the whole tzaddik, which contains both ruchos, the ruach above and the ruach below. The Navi continues, Shmuel now receives a nevuah that a great tragedy will happen that will alarm the Jewish people. The Mefarshim point out, this was a reference to the destruction of the Mishkan and the Plishtim capturing the Aron Bris Hashem, the Ark. The prophecy continues with Eli's family losing the kahuna and the death of Hophni and Pinchas, and their inability to revoke the heavenly decree. And Pasuk Tezvav through Pasuk Yuches, the next morning, Eli presses Shmuel for the Nevuah. Eli accepts the Nevuah, even though it reflected negatively on Eli's family. Eli relates, as the word of Hashem, that he accepts the word of Hashem, who constantly is doing good for him and for the world. And Pasuk Yutes through Pasuk Chaf Aleph, which is the end of the parak, Shmuel instilled the word of Hashem in all of Klal Yisrael. Shmuel became known as a reliable prophet. Yisrael started once again to trust in the leadership. Yisrael had a new instilled hope in the leadership, which was initially defamed by the B'nai Eli. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.